In the studio with me this morning, I have Jaspis Njago, a pilot at Fly Namibia, pilot and instructor at Fly Namibia. Good morning, Jaspis.
Good morning. How are you, David?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm all right.
You're looking very, very smart there.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here just in my casual attire. You've got all the look like a proper pilot.
Definitely. Comes with the trade.
There we go.
Part of the package.
So walk us through this a bit. You grew up in Karibib.
Yes.
How does a guy from a small town like Karibib end up, becoming a pilot? What's
sure.
the journey?
It was only in my wildest imaginations. Honestly, the exposure wasn't really there. It's a small town, mining town. So every time, like once in a while, because there was a mine there, every time a plane would come by, I would always just marvel and look at the planes. And for me, at the time when I saw my first aircraft, I was wondering. Now in school, we're taught about the paper planes and I'm seeing that thing staying in the air. And I'm like, why is my paper plane struggling, you know? So the exposure, it just sparked my interest. I was like, I need to figure out how that thing stays in the air, you know? And ever since, I never looked back.
Okay.
Up until the point here.
And now you know how it stays in the air. You understand the physics.
Exactly. Exactly that.
So I think there are a lot of people that still don't quite understand the physics. It's still quite a marvelous thing to think is that this like heavy, heavy aeroplane manages to stay up there. And
yes, definitely. Yeah.
So, you now, as I said, you aren't just a pilot, you're actually an instructor. So you've taken Correct. Things to the next level even.
Yes.
Why that step?
That step is for me particularly. I really want to see aviation in Namibia develop like to exceptional standards. I see that it's something that not really many people think that they can achieve, you know. So I actually want my journey to be testament to that. Anyone can achieve it.
Mm.
However, there needs to be development. And so I saw the need for that. And I came across this quote that says that the best safety device in any aircraft is a well-trained pilot. Okay. So I kind of made it my goal to also contribute to training pilots and just seeing exceptional standards in the industry.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, as far as becoming a pilot, obviously it can be quite an expensive thing
yes.
to be able to do.
Yeah.
That's where I believe the Fly Namibia bursary program stepped
yes.
in.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with that program?
All right. So just to maybe give you a bit of a backstory. My parents initially started funding my journey,
okay.
but then we got to a point where it was so expensive and they couldn't afford it. And then I had to go to the north. I was driving on the tractor to pay for my school. You know the plowing season mm-hmm. in the north when it rains. However, it wasn't viable, financially viable because it's seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now while I was plowing, my sister sent me a message like, have you seen this ad about the Fly Namibia bursary? And I was like, no, not quite. Eh? She gave me more information. Immediately I applied. And then I got involved with the process. It was not easy, honestly, uh-huh. because there were only 3 of us out of 1,400 applicants
sure.
that were selected. That's a 0.021% to be exact. And we took tests, we took examinations, and it was a process, to be honest. It was a process, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You were talking about, obviously, the financial situation going up yeah. and having to plow fields to yeah. try and make some money. The bursary program steps in, but, that doesn't suddenly make everything, sunshine and rainbows. What yeah. kind of other challenges have you faced?
The other challenges would probably just have been the exams. I think that's the most rigorous process as a pilot, because mm-hmm. now the criteria is very high. You need to have 75% as a pass mark in your exam. That's the minimum. Anything lower, it's a fail. And you see, the standards are really high and you need to live up to those standards. So that was one of the challenging things. But I owe my success to really having a strong support system, being my family members and as well as great colleagues, because when we're doing the exams, we're also doing an internship at Fly Namibia. So that exposure, the support, that really meant it.
Okay. What were some of the highlights, the most memorable moments? I imagine, like you said, growing up in Karibib,
yeah.
Looking at these airplanes going in the sky. Yeah. What did it feel like the first time sitting behind the controls, knowing that it was on you?
It was that feeling was it was insane because I was scared, I was terrified, I was excited at the same time, and I was like, okay, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take this thing in the air. So I applied everything I was taught at that moment, but I can't really compare it to any flight that I've ever had, but it was amazing.
All right.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier developing the aviation industry.
Yes.
What advice would you give to, you know, other young kids who are dreaming of maybe one day becoming a pilot?
I would tell them that you can achieve anything. However, despite the many trials that you face, okay, that's just going to build your character to make you eventually a better pilot or a good pilot one day. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Wright brothers. Mm-hmm. They failed a lot of times. Back then in Karabakh, when I was, you know, reading up on aviation and how flying actually happens, I came across these Wright brothers and they introduced me to the principle of trial and error. Okay. You're not always going to get something on your first attempt, but you're going to have to keep on trying and keep on trying. Okay. So once you get that will, nothing can stop you. I believe that.
And, you know, someone who's thinking when they see the Fly Namibia bursary program advertised again, you know, maybe they've got a little bit of a doubt saying, you know, should I write in? Shouldn't I write in? Mm-hmm. You know, why should they?
Because they can achieve it. They surely can achieve it. Honestly, when I applied, I even thought to myself, wow, do I really have what it takes? You know, but the two things that I always like to tell my students is there's something called willingness and ability. We all have the ability to become something. However, in order to become that thing, we need willingness. Without the willingness, we can't become that. So if you are totally willing, you can achieve that. So I would encourage them to apply for the bursary because in my own opinion, Fly Namibia stands for the people. They really came through at a time for me. It was somewhere just after the COVID pandemic. They just shed a light of hope, you know, into my heart to be like, okay, they're standing for the people and our country is actually going to see great things through aviation, you know, so that's how it felt for me. Yes.
Fly Namibia pilot, Fly Namibia instructor, and soon to be motivational speaker as well. Thank you so much, Jasper.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot.